I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Just to finish off the game that was tonight, David Pastrnak scored in overtime. 53rd goal of the year. Great pass from Lindholm in transition in the neutral zone. Caught Pastrnak with speed. He came down forehand, backhand, or no? Yeah, forehand, backhand for the finish. And his 53rd goal of the year. So now he's two away from being the first 55-goal scorer since Kim Neely about 3 years ago. And in doing so, propelled the Bruins to, as we mentioned up the top, President's Trophy win this year. 58 wins. They still have 7 games to go. So, the NHL record is still a play too for them. So obviously on this podcast and in the Bruins dressing room and most fans, the President's Trophy besides home ice throughout doesn't mean anything to us. The 63 wins would mean nothing to anybody really if it's not followed up with a championship. I think everybody would sacrifice a championship for 59 wins if it means not getting the regular season record. But just your guys' takes on Pastrnak continuing to climb the ranks in the goal scoring, and does the President's Trophy curse? I know it doesn't. Scott doesn't believe in it. I don't believe in it. Bridget, I don't know if you're a believer, but no. What we can say for sure is that the Bruins have secured home ice for as long as they're in the Stanley Cup playoffs this year, and right now they'd be playing the Penguins, although they're only a point ahead of the Panthers with 1 game in hand on Florida, I believe. So the Bruins' opponent in round one is very much up in the air still.
Well, when you think about how good they've been at home, how could you say it's not an advantage for them to have the President's Trophy? It's not just in honor, but there's all of the things that come with it, which is playing in front of your home crowd. 4 regulation losses at home this year. They're much. I wouldn't say they're much harder to play. I mean, they're hard to play regardless, but they're harder to play at home. They want to play in front of their home crowd. And I think that they do see it as an advantage, a noticeable advantage for them. Now they're going to have to be able to use it that way. But it's a bigger deal than just like an honor. They said that they didn't really celebrate it too much after the game, and Montgomery also said statistically he doesn't really believe in the curse of winning the President's Trophy. Actually, I think he called it the President's Cup a few times. But statistically,
I've heard a lot of people call it the President's Cup. Cup,
something like, in like golf or something.
Sounds like something from Mario Kart.
Anyway, statistically, still the team that finishes first has the higher percentage of winning the Stanley Cup. I don't feel like there's really a true curse. Scott, if you want to go into it.
There's not. Montgomery's right. One seeds do historically win the Stanley Cup more than any other seed. They win more than 2 seeds, 3 seeds, etc. And before this most... So, it's been 10 years since a President's Trophy winner has won the Cup. That was the 2013 Blackhawks, who did it in a lockout-shortened year and beat the Bruins in the Cup final. Before this stretch of 10 years without it happening, the President's Trophy winner had won the Stanley Cup in 8 of the previous 26 seasons. So like a little over a third of the time. I mean, that's a pretty good ratio. So, you know, did something suddenly flip where like, you know, right after the Blackhawks won, it got cursed? No. Like it's, and Jim Montgomery, by the way, like Montgomery was asked, you know, will you look at what some of the recent President's Trophy winners and like look at what went wrong? And he said, like, yeah, they will. But then, as he said, like, said he doesn't really believe in the curse, but still, they will look at some of those lessons. And, you know, obviously, like, the one people go to the most will be the 2018-19 Lightning. And hey, you know who was on the team that beat them? Nick Foligno. So he can probably offer like some pretty solid insight into, you know, what that Lightning team was missing. So yeah, I don't think it's an issue. Yes, you obviously want home ice, especially if you're talking about, you know, a potential conference final against the Hurricanes. Like, saw how important home ice was in that series last year.
I feel like it could have made the difference in last year. Like, home ice would have probably made the difference in that series.
Yeah, definitely could have. And like, obviously a new year, new teams, but nonetheless, like, that's a series where you're going to want to have home ice if it gets to that.
Yeah. And Ullmark has played so well at home. Like, I don't know. It just feels like the Bruins have had such a unique season as well that they wouldn't really fall under that cursed category. They have outperformed teams in the conference by a wider margin than past President's Trophy winners. It just seems like it's hard to compare them, this team, to some of the other teams in the past. They're a bit different. They're doing things teams haven't done. So, I mean, we just listed like 20 reasons why we don't think that that's a thing.
Yeah, I mean, President's Trophy or not, this Bruins team to me is just, they're just so, so deep at every position. They're very talented. It's, there's no curse. I mean, as Scott pointed out, I mean, were people talking about there being a curse back in the late 90s, early 2000s, when it was the Avalanche and the Devils and the Red Wings seemingly winning it every year? And when it, it's not an issue for me. But, you know, what I did mention though about not knowing who their wildcard opponent is going to be, that is of interest to me, because I think that there are much different possible rounds to be had depending on who you're playing. Like, I think I just feel like if you're playing the Panthers, it might be a little bit more physical than if you play Pittsburgh. I feel like Pittsburgh is, I don't think either team is great defensively, but I do think that, and actually, you know, the Panthers, they got reamed out by their head coach, Paul Maurice. And if you are good at lip reading, he said something along the lines of, and I'm being, PG-13 here because it was a lot more than he said, but basically he said they were playing like a bunch of bitches. And
he didn't really censor it that much.
What's that?
He didn't censor it that much. You like knocked a swear to a lesser swear.
No, I certainly kept a lot out, believe me. I can promise you a lot more was said than that on the bench. But my point is, Keith Tkachuk, who has two kids in the league, he came out in on TSN, I believe, in Canada, and he publicly criticized the softness of the Panthers. Their coach went viral for, you know, questioning their work ethic and their engagement level. And I think that's honestly kind of a dangerous thing when you're talking about a team that has talent and there is some pride in that team with some certain players. And I just feel like, I don't know, I feel like they'd get up for a first-round matchup against Boston and try to play the role of the underdog and everybody counted us out and stuff like that. Whereas Pittsburgh, I just feel like they're over the, like their day is done. Like, I don't think they're great defensively. I think they're older in certain areas. I don't think they're very tough to play against. I know they have Crosby and Malkin. And then, you know, beneath those two teams is I think the Senators maybe. But I guess my point is there's some unknowns as to who the Bruins are playing in the first round, regardless of the Bruins positioning. I don't think anybody is fearful that the Bruins would lose that first round. I'm just saying, stylistically, we don't really know what that first round is going to look like for Boston just yet.
Yeah, you know, I've said a bunch of times, and I still feel the same way. Like, to me, the only one that would concern me at all would be the Islanders, just because of Ilya Sorokin. But if they just stay in the seventh spot, then you don't get them. I think I would agree with you. Like, I'd probably rather face Pittsburgh than Florida, although, you know, I do put some stock in winning pedigree. Like, I think, even though it's now been a few years since they've done it, you know, Crosby, Malkin, Letang, like, they're guys who, kind of like the Bruins core, know they only have, you know, a certain number of potential runs left in their career. So, like, I think that also potentially adds some desperation with that, you know, could be dangerous from guys who have won a lot of playoff series, won multiple cups, you know what it takes to go on a deep run. But yeah, the physical aspect of Florida, and specifically of Matthew Tkachuk and Ratko Gudas, like, those are two guys who can do some damage at, you know, Tkachuk on the forecheck in the offensive zone and Gudas defensively on your forwards. So yeah, like, that's, you know, probably wouldn't be pleasant, but even with Florida, you know, getting like this call out and this wake up call and whatever, I like, maybe that does light a fire in them, but I just don't think they're, you know, a very good all around team. Like, I think that defense is going to always be very questionable, and it ultimately wouldn't worry me, but it could be one of those series like Washington a couple of years ago where you come out of it, you know, more banged up than you'd like.
Yeah, it's kind of that war of attrition that we've talked about, where, and also those teams that can be more physical oftentimes do have more success in the playoffs than a team that gets, that has been getting by on pure skill. And I don't know, the playoffs just seem to favor certain matchups and certain teams. And yeah, I think that the Senators are right behind them, Brian, but I feel like it's an uphill battle for them to finish in that eighth spot. I also think it's interesting that with the playoff picture, a lot of the teams have clinched in the East, but just Vegas has clinched in the West so far, which just kind of tells you how they're more bunched up from top to bottom. And that's going to be a battle to the end out in the West, because Calgary is right there with Winnipeg and Nashville. And that is going to probably, that conference is going to have maybe more interesting games as we hit the final stretch here, because there's more to play for than, and it's something that several Bruins were asked after tonight's game, which is like, do you now have anything left to play for? Cause you know, your first place, is this when things kind of like, you just kind of start resting guys? And, you know, obviously their answer was that they don't want to have any let up at all. But when you really think of it, some of these teams in the East have less to play for now that they kind of see their seeding, whereas in the West, it's a lot of different spots are up for grabs there.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the Wild West out there, as they say. You know, I will say one good thing about playing Florida, though, now that I think about it, is I believe if the Bruins were to play the Panthers, it would be the first playoff series in NHL history where the higher seed was the home team for all seven games, potentially, because there wouldn't be one Panthers fan down in Sunrise. It would be all Bruins fans and occupying those seats. So home ice advantage would be at both.
You know what? That is a good point that I hadn't thought of. Like, Pittsburgh's fans are much more dedicated to that.
They exist.
And they have more belief, I think. Yeah, you're right about that. The Bruins have had a decent showing throughout the playoffs. Correct me if I'm wrong, but wasn't Carolina trying to not sell tickets to fans besides Canes fans? Like, they were really trying to make it difficult for any Bruins fans to get tickets and you know, in their playoff run in general.
Maybe Scott knows the answer to that. I also remember, like, didn't Tampa Bay not allow visiting jerseys in their rink during the playoffs last year?
Yeah, there's been
illegal. I feel like that's not, like,
That's why everybody was, like, up in arms about it. It's like, somebody paid for their seats. You're going to tell them to put on a different jersey?
There's been a few teams that have done stuff like that now, you know, or, like, don't sell tickets to fans out of state or whatever, which
seems desperate, and it seems like it seems kind of sad, honestly. I dislike it. I feel like Toronto maybe did that at some point. I don't know. It's just, to me, it seems like you need all the help you can get, which is kind of a bad message. As someone who used to live in North Carolina, I guess, you know, if it were back then, I could have gotten tickets if I wanted to, but it's just so dumb. I dislike it. As someone who lived half the year in North Carolina and half the year here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Yeah, and not selling to fans out of state wouldn't even help the Panthers, because there's already plenty of Bruins fans in Florida. So, since we're talking about, you know, potential first round opponents, obviously one's coming up on Saturday in Pittsburgh, and I do find it a little bit interesting that Montgomery picked now. He mentioned he might do this where he starts. He said he would do it with both goalies, like start them back to back games at some point, just to sort of simulate, you know, at least getting two starts in a row in the playoffs, which is, you know, neither goalie has had two starts in a row for a while. So I find it a little interesting that he picks tonight to give Allmark a second start in a row, because that kind of tells me that now you're probably going to see Swayman Saturday. And my mind sort of goes to, okay, well, if you do face Pittsburgh in the first round, they've already basically said they've decided Allmark's starting game one. So you don't show them Allmark yet, right? Like, you don't let them have that look at him. I don't know if that's really their thinking. They probably wouldn't acknowledge that, even if it was. But I did find that interesting. That is kind of a, you know, little added benefit of giving Allmark two in a row now. And then if you go Swayman Saturday, you're not letting Pittsburgh, you know, it could go both ways, right? If Allmark shuts him down, then they go into game one against him thinking like, oh, crap, you know, this guy just shut us out 2 weeks ago. Or, you know, if God forbid Allmark has an off game, like, you just don't want to give, you know, a potential first round opponent that little bit of confidence. Maybe I'm overthinking that. Like, I don't know if they're even considering all that, but
no, they are. I feel like they are.
It did cross my mind.
Coaches, from the coaches I've talked to in college hockey, like, they keep the goalie stuff close to the vest, and they do play those chess games a lot, especially coaches that have two guys that they're trying to surprise you with, and they're trying to, like, keep it close to the chest. I think it absolutely could be part of the reason why. I do think that there's more benefit to kind of hiding him from a potential first round playoff opponent than there is, you know, upside to maybe having him get a shutout. Like, maybe he won't, you know. I like the move, honestly, if that's what they do.
All right, guys, I think we're approaching an hour here. So if there's anything else you wanted to go over, now's the time. If not, we'll probably sign off for this episode. So do you guys have anything else to cover?
Speak now or forever hold your peace.
Scott,
little fun fact, just to point out. So it was Red Sox day. It was warmer at Fenway Park for the Winter Classic than it was for the Red Sox opening day.
That sounds honestly not super surprising for New England.
Yeah, that's New England. That's probably, it was 60 degrees yesterday, and today it was like 30. So I don't know.
All worse than what I was dealing with this week in the Bahamas. So,
does spring even exist in New England anymore? I feel like it just goes from winter to summer. Like, yeah. what is March and April? If it's just, it goes from cold weather in January, February, maybe a little snow here and there, to just cold weather and damp rain for March and April. And then maybe in May you start to get out of it a little bit, but there's no real spring anymore.
It's kind of a bummer because spring was my favorite season, but you're right. May is kind of like the short window of spring. I love May. I love June as well. But
at least the clocks went ahead. So now we have more daylight. That's nice. Mm-hmm. But
and May and June means playoff hockey. So hopefully. So that's also why it's a good time of year. I mean, hopefully the Celtics are still playing at that point in time. You got Red Sox, the weather's nicer, you can go. You got, you know, potentially the Bruins making a run into June. So it's a good time of year. We're coming up on it, and that's why I don't feel so bad that I left the warm beach. I decided to come back for the rest of the season. And I'll try not to be dramatic about how much colder it is here after being in the nice weather.
Yeah, Bridget, you left BU in the Frozen Four, obviously.
So are you going to be really annoying if they win? Or are you going to be more annoying if they lose? But, like, will you be more annoying if they lose?
No, I'll be more, because honestly, like, at this point,
I'm going to root for whatever way makes you less annoying to deal with.
No, I mean, Minnesota's definitely the favorite, so, like, I'm not going to be too heartbroken if they lose. It's no matter what, it's been a great first year for Jay Pandolfo as head coach. But yeah, if they win and they beat a loaded Minnesota and Michigan teams in the Frozen Four, like, yeah, I will be very annoying about it.
I thought about going down to Tampa for the Frozen Four. So, but it's just, I already took my vacation, so it doesn't fall in a good time if you're a Bruins reporter. But yeah, I'm employed by Hockey East, so I think that means I'm contractually obligated to root for BU.
Yeah, I mean, Scott might not be annoying if BU loses, but he was outside the Hobie Baker voters headquarters today with a torch and pickforks about not being a finalist.
Yes, he was.
Yeah, very stupid. I don't think anyone really cares, but Matthew Nyes gets into the Hobie hat trick somehow, even though he's a forward who's outside the top 20 nationally in points per game. And Lane Hutson, a defenseman who is sixth, doesn't make it. And there are other options.
Yeah, MVP but of the Hockey East tournament. And
this Scott, has been an issue with Hobie.
Scott, you're breaking up.
It's been an issue with Hobie voting for a while because, like, so many Hobie voters are out in Minnesota. So, like, if you play in Minnesota, you have, like, a built-in advantage.
Yeah, I mean, Minnesota's always had a bias with college hockey purists.
And can you get a vote? Is there a way for Scott to get involved in this voting process?
I should have one.
Yeah, I want one too.
All right. Well, I vote that we sign off for this episode and get some shut eye. It's getting a little late. And William, we thank you all for listening. And the Bruins next play this weekend. And we talked about it before, another weekend back-to-back. They have the Penguins on Saturday, as Scott mentioned. And then on Sunday, they have St. Louis. Okay. And that one's in St. Louis because the Blues are here earlier this year. So enjoy the Bruins this weekend. Enjoy, hopefully. I think the weather's going to be pretty crappy. So if there's nice weather where you are, enjoy it. And thanks for listening. We'll talk to you all very soon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.